Chapter 13. The astral atmosphere of life. You will know of the two astral cloud formations, of the division of our astral atmosphere into two astral vibration fields, and its consequences. And it will be more than obvious that you will have to make a distinct choice. You must decide, while there is still time, whether you want to belong to one astral atmosphere or to the other. No one should take offense if we say that, at the moment, our pupils are accustomed to living from both fields. At one moment you are in the astral cloud of ascension, at the next you switch to the astral cloud of earthly nature. Until now you have been able to keep this up, and one could even justify such behavior. However, for many years and nearly every day, the school has emphasized that your behavior should change as soon as possible, as we have definitely arrived at the crossroads. So no one should be surprised at the course of things because such a time was announced long ago, and every preceding brotherhood has known such a time. The holy language, too, makes no attempt to conceal the fact that there have always been, and will always be, such times during the successive periods of mankind. Only think of Jesus, the Lord's prophetic speech in Matthew 25, verses 31-46. The division of the astral atmosphere into two parts is caused by a powerful astral stirring. A sidereal power of high vibration is intervening. And as this sidereal power is the second aspect of the Godhead, Matthew speaks of the Son who will appear in all his glory. As a result of this development, mankind is divided into two groups, the right-hand group and the left-hand one, the sheep and the goats. To the right-hand group it is said, "Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Then a beautiful metaphorical speech follows, which you need to understand clearly if you are to learn your lessons from it. The Lord of Life says, "I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." So the fact that the astral atmosphere is beginning to separate has antecedents. The Son of the Godhead, the second aspect of the Gnosis, always exists in the astral atmosphere, first as someone who is hungry, as someone who seeks contact with man. Then, if man reacts, his reaction feeds the hungry Gnosis, which then seeks to establish a connection. In this way, the Gnosis becomes one who thirsts to serve mankind, and grace is with him, with her, who gives it drink. So through human reaction, the new astral fire grows. It becomes ever more strong until at last it can spread all its glory. At present, we are in a situation in which the glory of the new Gnostic manifestation has already become mature. Now the Son of Grace need no longer grow through our reactions. He now reveals himself, and the manifestation is brought about through the sum of all the efforts of the past centuries. Prophecies are becoming a reality. Now the conclusions are drawn, and everyone will have to place himself either on the right or on the left, according to his nature. We very much hope that you will comprehend clearly from this prophetic speech what the young Gnosis wants to tell you, and why we have to confront you with the inescapable consequences.